This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Illinois hospitals are scrambling to beef up their staffs as they prepare for a surge in coronavirus cases. Experts say the number of COVID-19 cases here could peak in the next month. WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel reports that anyone from retired doctors to medical students are answering the call to join the fight.
This morning, medical student Janaire Lewers is packing a granola bar and a water bottle before he heads out the door.
You know, those are the good things that you can stuff into a lab coat or a pocket so it can eat on the fly.
Lewers is preparing to work his first 12-hour shift at Roseland Hospital on Chicago's South Side. He's part of a group of about 50 students being tapped to help with patient intake, physicals, and even coronavirus testing at Chicago area hospitals.
Just assisting the doctors, assisting the nurses. The main thing is just to reduce the burden, the heavy burden that's plaguing them right now.
Because that burden, it's about to get worse.
Our infectious disease physician, he is saying that the numbers that we see today will be multiplied by 10 within 2 weeks.
Tim Egan is the CEO of Roseland Hospital, where Lewers will be working. He says he's borrowing and begging to get more nurses and doctors in the door ahead of the impending increase, getting med students to work for free, reaching out to recent retirees, and even to doctors who've left Roseland for other hospitals to see if they want to pick up extra shifts.
We're calling them on the phone. We're sending them emails. We're reaching out to them through social media. We're asking them to come and help. We're expediting the onboarding process to get people in the hospital as fast as they can to help us out. So we're open for all options at this point.
Hospitals in Illinois aren't only preparing because the number of COVID-19 patients are expected to grow. Jay Chohan, the head of the Chicago Medical Society, says they're also bracing for their workforce to shrink as more doctors and nurses contract the virus.
If we look at Italy, for example, 54 doctors have died. Over 3,000 physicians have been infected and now are unable to provide care. So we'll need to call up other physicians who may not necessarily be trained in emergency medicine or intensive care settings and call them to assist to take care of patients.
The Illinois Department of Public Health did not respond when asked if the agency is tracking how many healthcare workers have COVID-19. It's also unclear how many additional doctors the state might need as we reach a peak in the next few weeks. But retired obstetrician Eileen Murphy says she wants to be one of those additional doctors. She signed up to volunteer through a website the state recently set up for medical professionals who want to help.
If I am chosen, they are going to have some training, and I will read their materials not two or three or four times, but 10 times, and I will apply it as they describe.
Murphy says she's now preparing emotionally to be activated in the future.
It's scary because you're reading the statistics that continue to climb about doctors dying and other healthcare providers dying. So it is a risk that is assumed. But that's how we're wired. And that's how a lot of healthcare providers are wired, is that they want to help and they want to be there if needed.
The impending peak of the coronavirus pandemic in Illinois comes as there's already a scramble for masks, gowns, and other protective gear to keep healthcare workers from getting sick. Mariah Wolfel, WBEZ News.